How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Super fantastic here. Always good to talk to you. What's up in Main Street?
Well, we have several different things that are going on, like always, but we're gearing up for Dueling Pianos and the public improvement auction that will take place on February 11th. There's several different events that are a part of that particular slate of activities at the Granada Theater, starting at 6 p.m. with the dinner and silent auction, and then 6:45 we'll have the dessert auction. 7 doors will open for the show, and we'll have the live auction that begins, and at 7:30 we'll kick off with Dueling Pianos, which are just a blast. So we're excited for that night to raise some funds for Emporia Main Street and our activities, and also just have some community fun. This will also be your opportunity. We have people every year that ask, how can they get access to veterans banners outside of the lottery system that we have? And we'll have 2 of those different veterans banners that are up for auction as part of this event. So if you're interested in getting a veterans banner and you don't feel quite lucky enough to participate in the lottery system, you can show up and bid on those different banners, as well as go online to EmporiaMainStreet.com a little closer to the event to bid on a variety of other auction items. So we're excited about that. We're also working with several different folks that own property within the downtown area for development discussions. Again, there's a variety of different incentives that we're utilizing right now to help people work on their buildings and create better opportunities for the community. If you're interested in participating in some of those different programs, or if you've got ideas on development for your building, we encourage you to stop by the Emporia Main Street office and let's have a discussion. One of our announcements, Rural Rise, which was a conference that was scheduled to take place April 11th through the 13th, is postponing. They've had some other things that popped up for their organization, so they're going to shift that meeting until June. And so as we get more information on that particular conference, we'll let the public know. We have had some inquiries about the incubator space, but we're still taking applications for that. And for those of you that are listening that are thinking about starting up a business, the incubator space gives you 6 months of free rent, 6 months of reduced market rate rent, and 6 months of we're going to help you find your permanent home rent activities, plus a variety of different service options that we can assist with to help make your business successful. If you've got questions about that, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com, where you can stop by the office and we'll give you a tour of the space and talk to you independently about what all of those different incentives are. We have a ton of events that are coming up this year, and you can always check out EmporiaMainStreet.com. We're going to start listing some of those different vendor entry forms for those events here relatively quickly. So if you're a vendor and want to participate in the Dynamic Disc Open or the Unbound Gravel Finish Line Party, or Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow have great Cinco de Mayo activities that they've been planning. There's a variety of other things that are coming up. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check that out. And we have 2 new interactive murals that are downtown. One that is on the south wall of Town Royal. That's the Emporia Strong sort of theme that Jamie Darcy developed, along with artwork from Joel Smith. And then we had another community submission that is a Polaroid camera sort of motif that you can take your picture with on the west side of the Emporia Main Street building on the alley side. So 2 up, and we have 2 more that are on the way whenever weather cooperates.
Whenever weather cooperates. So are we going to get a taste this year?
We are, and we'll make some announcements on that relatively quickly, but we are planning on having a taste event this April. We've been working with vendors, and we have the site secured, and we'll be releasing information here relatively quickly on tickets. But, yes, we are excited after a 2-year hiatus to have a taste. And, you know, when we started that particular event, the goal really from an organizational standpoint was to get more restaurants downtown, and wineries, breweries, and distilleries were things that were happening throughout the state but weren't happening in Emporia. Now we have all three wineries, a winery, brewery, and distillery, and we haven't had been able to have a taste since Trolley House opened. So we're really excited about that this year, along with all the dining options that have opened up in downtown since the taste started. So we're excited to make that announcement here in the relatively near future.
So are you still taking applications for a Fab Lab manager?
We are, and we have three interviews today that we're excited about. You know, we're not finished with that process, so we're still taking applications, and it'll be a great way to assist existing businesses with developing products, entrepreneurs with prototyping, and just exposing community members to technology so that we can improve the local economy.
Great stuff, as always. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Director of Emporia Main Street, with us here this morning, KVOE Live and Local 655. 27 degrees, wind chill of 14. Stay tuned, sports on the way.
I will survive. The legendary two-time Grammy winner Gloria Gaynor is coming to Prairie Van Casino.